people under war. Yeah, of course. It's all about Dharma. I'm following what's going on in the world, the global political scene. And I'm sometimes posting things on social media saying, hey, wake up, follow this, it's important. What's going on today? Big things. And unfortunately, it seems to be that too many of my friends out there, or whoever I reach, are half asleep, if not asleep. Meaning that they don't read and seek facts and study and research to make up their own minds. They are busy enjoying themselves as good as they can. And no time for such things. Global issues, come on. I get the knowledge I need from Swedish television and all of that. It's all about the evil one over there in the east, or the ones wanting to attack and threaten the good ones in the west. How do I know? Well, I'm seeing it on TV, which is of course produced in the west, but still, we are democratic, so it's all facts and honest God and all of that. But God doesn't exist, by the way. So, but what we are trying to show here, and I'm talking EU and the war here, is the bigger picture. And why? Well, the thing is that as soon as one says that we should look at it from a different direction, or basically, as I am saying, be careful before we vote for and follow and donate our lives or the lives of our children to the warmongers whoever they may be, and I'm accused of being, or you know, on the evil side or something. And that's what makes it weird now, that if you propagate for peace, then you are part of the bad ones, because peace comes through war. We don't know that, right? So anyway, what I want to take this to, and why I mention it here on Priya, if I do that, is that if we widen our perspective, if you do that too, and then look from your point of view, with your intelligence, with your understanding, will you come to the same conclusion as me? That it's, what we are seeing today is crystallizing out a bit to be a fight between, and let's say how big it will be. These old, wealthy, powerful, colonialist, oligarchs, elites, who are still behind the screen controlling the Western world, and maybe the world as they would like it. And you know who you are and where you are sitting, and many of us others do that as well. It's hard to keep things secret these days. So what that may be leading to today, and this is a story we put here in the war, is that one country after another, one person after another on the planet, those who were, and this is what makes it very realistic what's going on, those who were victims and still are victims of colonialism, that they say, enough is enough. And another reality here is that three major nations on the planet comprising, well, together with a few other bodies, four maybe, half of the world's population are going together, cooperating, and inviting others, and then many coming and cooperating with them, not for war, but for prosperity, for cooperation, for security, and so on. They are not warmongers, and they have shown by their history that they are not. They are more defensive than offensive, and always shown that. That's in the Eastern tradition. Again, wake up, look at history. We're talking facts here, realities, as real as it gets here. And at least two of those old cultures, and I think this can be expanded more, depending on how we see it, they have, first of all, very old cultures that are famous for what they in India call Dharma, an art of managing and making a society and people, both individually and collectively, function harmoniously, healthy, safely, sustainably, and so on. Sattvic is there, what is the foundation of it. You find in India as Dharma, you find in China as Tao, or the way. And if we should be, and I think this is the side we should take here, we ordinary people all over the world, and I'm talking to all of you, as we're a bunch of us, not more than 7 billion or something. To learn about this Dharma and to join and cooperate with whoever is trying to establish and follow and cultivate that Dharma, whether on national level or on local levels or on personal levels. Because that's where it all starts, personally, within each and every one of us. How do you live your life? What are your ambitions, What do you want? As it said there, who are you? Where are you? And what do you want? So whether that desire there, what you want is to just get more power and profits, or to live a harmonious, happy life without unnecessary complexity. In other words, smart, cultured life. That's what Dharma means. So each and every one of us . That's where we can start, and by changing, if there's a need, we can always, of course, grow and mature ourselves. We change the world, and that's where we should start, looking at ourselves, personal dharma, and then share that on social media and whatever. Others will follow, and then we will all vote for and cooperate with leaders also follow that path. Who's there as a servant or servants of the people, putting first and foremost their efforts into giving all their citizens, the ones they are responsible for, each one home, clothes, food, security, health, meaningful job. That's the job of a leader, not to just flirt around with the big boys and girls up there and be part of the cool gang, play around with dreamy romantic ideologies. I mean, let them go back to jobs that they are fit for. Let qualified people do the management of countries and all that. Like I heard in China, the way they choose their leaders for top positions like that politically, or any political position, they have to be able to show good, solid education in these fields of how to rule countries, and also long time experience, years of experience, preferably working in different parts of China, different conditions. Experts. Whereas one of those leaders told me, we choose the ones who are the best for the job. So yeah, Dharma, Tao, the way, it's universal, ecology, sustainability, win-win, it's all baked in that word, Dharma. So, that's what we're going to talk about on this channel, a lot, I guess, and showing how life, both individually and collectively of us all, matters. So when we speak with someone called politics or this or that, it's not out of an interest of politics. It's of concern and care for those who live here. Anyway.